It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And welcome to Alaska Realty Today. And we also, surprise, have a special guest in the studio.
Oh my gosh, I'm back. I'm back. We're going to change the name of the show.
Yeah, can we call you something different?
Like
guest, like...
Oh, like Jeremy.
Jeremy. Realtor.
Off air, we were discussing which words are pronounced incorrectly. And there's a long backstory, and I won't even try to say it properly, that a very prominent word in our industry is said incorrectly by a lot of people that actually practice it.
Realtor.
So be prepared for us to say some words correctly and incorrectly, or be prepared for Google pronunciation throughout the show. So I'm Jamie. I'm joining us again in the studio. We are going to be talking about what today, Lisa?
I think we're going to continue our discussion about what some of the new trends we're going to see in 2024 and what ones will be affecting us up here in Fairbanks, Alaska.
And just to clarify, trends being not something that's trendy, because trendy stuff comes and goes in a year or two. Trends are just up and coming things that could be out there for a little while, meaning innovative materials or needs of current populations. So not just what's, you know, just copper or black something.
No, like actual, yeah. Sometimes it can be an actual financial trend we're seeing. I mean, it's a wide range of things that can affect real estate.
Yeah, and I think the purpose of this topic, you know, when we covered it last week, is really to think about how you can utilize the space in your house and things that you might be able to do that, you know, sometimes I think we're a little bit behind the times here in Alaska.
We tend to be on the late accepting part of the phase as far as things going on.
But I think it's great to grab onto some of those ideas and utilize them for yourself, and I think that we're definitely seeing Alaskans do that. I think that they're utilizing some of those spaces, and we're seeing more and more of that in-house sales today.
Yeah. And last week, if you were listening, we touched on things that would affect the inside, but we also were touching on things that are being done in the outdoors, and even here up here in Alaska, that there's a lot of new things that we can do with our properties that we hadn't previously considered. And so we wanted to just continue that talk about what some of the things people should be thinking about. And one of the big things we pointed out is when we talked about trends and things that are changing, you don't necessarily have to wait to the last minute and change your house right before you're moving. You should take advantage and do these changes while you're enjoying your home. So it's not always wait till the very end and make your house super awesome and comfortable and then put it on the market. We are very guilty of, Kirk and I, but we're trying to be better.
Yeah, and that's a good point, Lisa. And just when you think about what you're going to changes you're going to do to your house, do it for yourself, not do it for what you think might be trendy.
Yeah.
So just for something for you to enjoy, not to please others necessarily.
Yeah, you don't want to get super specific, so it is difficult when you do want to move your house along. But yeah, don't design for the general public. Design what's comfortable for you and your family and what works best. Some people with young children might have a different need than some people that are empty nesters.
Maybe a hot tub in each room?
No, indoor hot tubs, people. Please stop putting hot tubs inside houses.
Yeah, but I think like last week we talked about, you know, we have been seeing the trend of some outdoor saunas. And I think, oh my gosh, right now, that would definitely be an amazing thing to enjoy at 35, 45 below. But I think that they've creatively used that space. I know in our house we had one. We had a sauna room, and we actually had a hot tub room, so completely dedicated. It was just the way the house was set up. So it was an indoor hot tub, but it had like an indoor outdoor space.
And it was actually designed.
Yes,
to
it was very much designed just for that space.
Not just took a room and put the hot tub.
Correct. Yes. It's very funny though, in talking to my father now, it was like, yes, it was cool because we had it, but it was not something that he would ever do again, just because it was a lot of work.
Right.
And it was something that he was like, I would have done the sauna room again. It's something that I enjoy just being where, you know, in the house, or having it in the house. But it's just, if you don't know what you're doing and you don't understand all of the maintenance of that. And you know, he's like, we could have easily like just had the hot tub outside. It would have been a really nice thing to use. And we do have friends. They post pictures all the time. They use their outdoor hot tub. They love it throughout like all sorts of conditions.
Good good place to have it.
Yeah. And I can see that. But I have been seeing a lot more saunas in a lot of different houses. And I just think that that's something really, really nice to have that in different rooms. And you can just really set that up, whether that's an outdoor, something that you walk to and sit out, or, you know, something that you have within your house. So,
and I think we're going to see more and more of this, where I'm sort of seeing an a connection between some health trends and things happening with the homes, because the cold plunges and cold showers and then the saunas are becoming really popular as a health trend. And so now we're seeing it in individual homes. People are building ways of doing that and following along with that health, you know, concept.
And speaking, well, not necessarily health, but things to think about also are, who are your potential upcoming buyers too? There's two big generations. You have the baby boomers who are aging that necessarily don't want to go in a home, but would like a home that they can have a lot of the amenities that you might find in a, whatever you call a home these days.
A retirement community.
Retirement community. And then the other one is your ones of my daughter's age, our daughter's age, which are the, what, Gen, what, Zers?
We had an argument about that.
Anyway, they're
the younger buyers.
The 20-somethings are also a huge population when it comes to buyers. And so you just got to think about what those two populations want as well.
Yeah. And I think more and more, I think, just really utilizing our space. So I think last week we touched on, you know, how to really utilize like a room, you know, the versatility of a room. So I think it's kind of like, whether it's storage, but that the room doesn't have to just be a room anymore. Yeah. So how do you make things, you know, you might, like I said, we have a room that's a bedroom, but it's actually an exercise room. That's what works for us at this time. But it's the ability for things to be very versatile to you. So, you know, like I said, I sold a house to some clients that really, really, really wanted a game space. We talked about some built-ins for them, you know, things that would work for storage, for gaming consoles, for things for them to put away, because I cannot tell you how much space games take up, consoles take up. They wanted board games.
We do know.
We're pretty familiar with the board game situation.
Yeah, I mean,
our son has probably 60, 70 games.
Yeah, it takes
up so way more than that.
But it takes up so much. I mean, it's so cool, and you can display all those things. And I actually went into one house that I showed that they had so many models. Star Wars models, all sorts of just different things that they had obviously made, displayed so well. It was obviously like a craft room / kid space, but everything was done really, really well.
And I think we didn't get a chance last week to touch on this. One of the other things we're seeing as far as utilizing space is we're seeing more and more accessory units on properties, even up here in Fairbanks, which you do have to be a little bit careful of. There's a lot of places, a lot of CCRs or covenants that don't allow accessory units, which is basically a small footprint additional living space that's not connected to the house. But it's something we're seeing more and more of. Some people are making the little accessory units and running it as a little mini Airbnb if it is allowable in their area. We have a handful of friends that have really, really cute setups. And some of them are just living quarters. They're not fully plumbed. They don't, you know, they're not a kitchen or anything. It's just a heated.
Is it like guest room or rental? Or?
I consider it the true accessory units, like they're detached from the home, but they don't have a bathroom in it. They don't have a kitchen in it. It's literally a detached extra bedroom. Guest room.
Yeah.
And people are Airbnb-ing those. It's pretty interesting that's something that's...
Yeah.
They do have heat, by the way, people.
Yeah, they are heated.
I thought it was like a storage shed. Like a really cute storage shed. And I was like, wow, that's a lot of effort on a store. Like, I'd never seen one so well done, like decorated. I think they put little shingles, but like cute storybook shingles. And I was like, what is this? Then I walked in and I was like, this is set up like a room, set up like a little
We've
apartment.
We've seen a few of those too.
Yeah, I think what's happening is, you know, back in five years ago or so, we were seeing the she sheds.
Yes.
And I think the she sheds have sort of developed into being this additional someone can stay space, and not the she shed has sort of moved along. You're not seeing them in the articles. You're not seeing the HD.
Yep.
Well, the last one I saw was a for sure he shed. So.
Well, yeah, we've seen he sheds too. Well, and you're still going to see those up here because, I mean, it's just part of. But the she said seemed to be developing into where you would house guests or being like it's sort of morphed into this more thing. And it's interesting. It's I mean it's sort of nice you can have someone stay with you, but they're not right with you at all times.
Right. And I mean, really, I saw one house that actually they had done like a painting studio, totally heated, actually had a water sink out there. But I mean, they had done it as all sorts of like craft studio, anything you could have imagined it, but they had actually plumbed. They had done running water out there, not a toilet, but they had done running water so that it had a feature that it could become something more. And then I saw another one that was completely a he shed. They had done the upstairs, insulated it, heated it with the ability that it could have become so like they had kind of started the dream, but then they didn't finish like almost everything. So they had purchased some things, I think, and then had some leftover stuff from the house, but they didn't want to finish it because they didn't know if whoever the buyers were, if they would love kind of the vision. So they kind of left all the supplies with the little, I saw the little sticky note that said to future buyers, we hope you love everything inside the house. Here's some extra supplies to finish the man shed or shed or guest quarters. Like it just had these little things and it said, all these supplies will come with the house upon purchase. Hope you continue and extend out here.
Right.
And I was like,
cool. We had a friend that took a shed and really finished it off, and he made it an auxiliary gym and dance area for his family because they are very into fitness, and they had a daughter that was very involved in dancing, and they basically augmented a normal shed into a new area that is livable square footage on their property that they use all the time now.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what you guys did out at your house when you need to send Kirk somewhere? You go out to your...
I wish I had a shed.
We said we wouldn't discuss that over the radio.
Is that where you go?
I do have a Connex, but I do not have a shed.
Oh, you go to the Connex.
It's where I go and I don't come back.
Go to the Connex.
For just joining us,
There's no heat out there.
I'm being abused by Lisa and Jamie. Now, we're talking about what you can do to your current house if you're not selling. Things have changed since COVID, and since interest rates went up, people are more apt to stay put. So people are doing some cool things to their house that aren't too crazy because someday you might want to resell it. But
and things up here, and we have, it's great to look at because there's a lot of things up here that we can do. We tend to have extra outbuildings and so forth and extra space. And now that people are getting more think outside the box, I guess. They're utilizing the space more so than just putting a lawnmower in a big empty shed.
And so since our basement hasn't finished from its flood from 2 years ago, I haven't told Lisa that, but I was going to make it into a pickleball court. Are you guys done with that?
No. Pickleball.
What's weird is I didn't know how popular that was.
Oh,
I've been invited to many pickleball games. I was like,
it's for old people.
It's now trendy.
Thank you for that. So you play?
I do not.
The home.
I was going to run it out.
The lower 48. That is a huge thing. People are putting pickleball courts on their properties, and it's a huge falling. I mean, I up here it'd be a little more difficult because our season outside would be very limited, I would assume. But it is something in the lower 48. That is becoming very common.
I am pretty good at ping pong, though.
Mm. Okay. Cornhole.
That's fun.
You'd have a cornhole game downstairs in the basement.
I would.
You just like a basement, right?
Yeah, we would like
it. Let's start small.
It's a little bit better than the Connex. So.
Another thing we are seeing is more and more changes to the kitchen itself. We did touch about this a little bit on last week's show and talked about it. It's becoming, it's not earth-shattering, that it's sort of the center of the home for a lot of people with kids and so forth, but you're seeing a lot more specific customization to the individuals that are living in the home that if they're really into cooking, we're starting to see induction devices are becoming more prevalent up here. We're lagging a little bit, a few years behind, but we're starting to see these in some of the newly remodeled kitchens. You're starting to see AI integrated devices. There's the AI microwave that Amazon has. There's AI fridges now. And so we're starting to see some of that.
What does it do? What it memorizes how you cook?
It depends on, there's different concepts. Like with the fridge, it sort of learns how you use your stuff and when you go through it, and it sort of automates your grocery shopping where it will just sense because.
Does it learn which kids leave it open?
Well, our dings at us on our television when the kids leave it open.
I want to know which child.
It doesn't tell us which child. It just tells me on my television that that child has left the fridge open. But we're seeing more and more of that. And the AI can be in many different ways. There's even an AI cooktop now. I'm not really sure what all does, I'm assuming it sort of learns your cooking habits and adjusts it somewhat for you. But it's interesting that all this is coming on so quickly.
Nope, that's true. And I know we got to go here soon for a break, Lisa, but how about home offices? Have we touched on that yet?
Very lightly, but after this short break, we're going to talk a little bit more of how we're seeing home offices utilized post-COVID. We'll be right back after this short break.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time with the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer. There's simply no better way to promote your business, as our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations. There's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it, as your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome to Alaska Realty Today, and we're going to continue our discussion about some of the home trends we're seeing in 2024, and we're expecting to continue to happen into 2025.
Perfect.
And before the break, we were touching on how home offices are changing post-COVID. Still, a lot of people have flex office, so sometimes it's been at home, sometimes it's been at the office. But you're sort of seeing a shift that it's not the truly 100% devoted home office anymore, because there's people returning to the actual regular office. And so we're seeing that space being utilized for not just a home office, but maybe an area for the kids to study, maybe a small craft area. And are you running into any of that when you're showing properties where the home office is not truly only a home office anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I think last week we talked a little bit about versatile space, but I think in quite a few showings I've seen, like, bedrooms with some built-in bookshelves, some things that were dedicated, you know, a desk, but, like, could have been either or. I know that I've seen the setups in different, you know, like, I have seen an office set up in a bedroom, or what looks to be a bedroom, you know, with the closet and the typical setup, but they've set it up like an office in houses that I feel like they don't necessarily have kids. So they're setting it up. So you can see that space, because sometimes I think that you go into a house and some of us just, we don't have vision, you know, like we think, I mean, when I first moved in, I was like, we have 4 bedrooms. What do you do with 4 bedrooms? I mean, we don't have kids.
Well,
so I was like,
you could have
for
kids.
Each dog.
Yes.
So each dog would have their own bedroom.
I was like, what? We actually set up a dog room. Like, I was like, I guess we should put the kennel, because my husband was like, let's put the kennels in our bedroom. And I was like, no. So then we moved the kennels. We put the kennels in their own dog room. But I just was like, I don't know what you do with all this stuff. you know, you're trying to get organized or set your things up. So sometimes I think it's really nice when you can see houses with certain things, especially when you take a buyer in and then you're like, remember this house we saw with this? This is what you could do here. You know, when you're looking at a different house and sometimes the space just doesn't look quite right. Or it's a little bit unique, and then you're just like, oh, you could use this for this. We went into one house. They had a loft, and they were like, I mean, it was a house, four bedrooms, but it had a lofted space, and they were like, what would we do with the loft? And I go, this would be a great office if you don't need it closed off, and, you know, you could just do whatever. You know, that way you kind of have – it had this stunning view. So I was like, look at the view you would see every day. But if you need it quiet, then I would suggest that you have the ability to shut the door and then you're using, you know, a bedroom and, you know, just depending on what you're doing. They didn't need that. They were like, oh, my gosh, I do love the thought of just having this very open so we could come up here and the kids could study. They just needed desk space, that kind of stuff for different things. So I think it just depends on, you know, what you're seeing. But I think we're seeing a lot of versatility. Offices are still really important.
Yes, it's going to continue to be so. I just think it's
100%.
It's not going to have that.
And I say that because
office yep, feel anymore.
And I say that because kids are still, even though kids are going back to school, they're not 100% going back to school. So some are still doing independent study. Some never went back. So,
like, a lot of kids are doing online. They just never did go back. They're doing
online
schooling.
Or half and half. Like my niece does most of her school. At school, but she still has two classes that are online because the switch just didn't work. So.
And our daughter does half TikTok and half Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's constantly needs to be near a desk and her thing so she can study and make sure she's got her videos down or on par.
I was going to say about 40 to 50% of our clients, I think, are, hey, I could use this for a home office, or I'm glad there isn't a home office already here.
A landing area.
So it's a pretty significant amount of people that appreciate a home office. So keep that in mind when you are considering what to do with your house.
And on a smaller note, but I am seeing this on a national trend, and I've seen it a few times. You're also finding little reading nooks, like little dedicated areas that you can tell it's set up for to read a magazine, read a book, read on
TikTok,
a tablet.
TikTok, Instagram.
You know, it's either a window bench with some storage, or I've seen additional closet space that wasn't being utilized being turned into a little mini library, and I've seen it in a couple homes, and it's sort of neat when if you have enough storage and it's already there, you can in a one weekend you can make a little mini library right in your home, and it gets utilized by everyone.
Yep. I've actually seen three houses where, you know, that awkward space under the stairs where you're not quite sure what to do with it, but it's not a closed storage. Mm-hmm. I've seen three different houses that had two that had kids, obviously, just the way it was painted. But they painted under the stairs and did small library reading nook with a beanbag almost for kids that was all under the stairs. And then one that looked like
the Harry Potter room.
Yep. One that was actually looked maybe teenagers just based on the books that were under there. But they did it where they right above that bolted a swing. So the kid had a swing to sit in,
like
a swing chair.
One of those IKEA chairs.
It's a pretty big space under the stairs.
But it was just how it sat. So it was kind of an open area, and then they put all like, I don't know, like teenage books wall to wall under there. And then he also had like it was very masculine looking. So I'm going to assume it was a teenage boy just based on the room we went into as well. But it was outside his room. But I just went, well played. Because again, I was like, this is such a weird, I mean, maybe you could put shoe storage under there, but I could like, I just felt like this parent or parents went, you know what? Why it's outside his room or outside the room, we're going to utilize every inch of the space. And I just thought, I mean, that was the sell for
cool.
my clients. They used every inch of this. So it's just really thinking outside of the box. I don't know if they got that idea from
good
TikTok
example. Yeah.
or Pinterest. But
one of my favorite understairs, and I've seen it once up here in Fairbanks, more in the lower 48, is the understairs was a cat room. And that's where all they had a little cat toys, a small cat tree, the litter box, and it had a little itty bitty door. And you could get in there, but a smaller door. And then it had a little cutout of paws and a cat, so the cat could go in and out.
I've seen that. I've seen that, but not here. But I saw that for a dog.
In one house around the ridge.
Now Lisa's going to turn my Connex into a cat room, and then I'm going to be out on the street. Yep. Oh, I have nowhere to go.
My Connex. It's a cat home. She's like, I got 17 more cats from the pound. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'll adopt one for you.
I've been limited to adopt two all of them. Cats. I'm allowed to have two cats, and that is the max for the house.
And my children. And my wife. It's a package deal.
I don't know how that all... Don't you have a dog?
Yeah, we have a dog, too. But he's
best friend.
He stays. He literally watches cat TV with the cats.
Two cats and a dog that thinks he's a cat.
Yeah.
Are you guys seeing anybody do anything to their houses to make them easier to maintain?
I'm seeing some more consideration when they're looking at what's going on the outside of their house as far as the different siding options and stuff. I'm seeing less and less of the products that need constant maintenance. I'm seeing more of the hardy board that you don't paint. It's done. You never are going to paint it again. Apparently, we finally learned painting a house is not fun. And so we're trying to avoid that. I'm seeing a lot of things with gutter systems and the eaves and different materials being used there, so it's easier to clean out. Because you know, up here, you have to stay on top of it. I mean, you can't just let stuff pile up. And I'm seeing a lot of different solutions and spending the money there that it's worth the money to spend, so you're not worrying about it or find someone to help you to fix it.
And one of the reasons I ask, and I'm not saying millennials and Gen Zers are lazy, but they are looking for ease.
Yep.
And so it's something, again, they're the highest population of buyers out there. You got to think about them when
they're very cognizant of reducing their stress and the things they have to worry about. It's something that, like, I'm seeing it not just in homes. I'm seeing it like with car choices.
Yep.
I'm seeing it like on multiple levels that they really want to simplify and make their life easiest as possible.
Yeah. And I would say we touched on this a little bit last week. Some of the things I have seen is some of the smart technology. So I have been seeing some of the, the heat, the like thermostat stuff
that they teach themselves.
Yeah, it's teaching itself what you like. It's updating that. I've seen that in quite a few homes, especially when they're renovating.
Yes.
So some of the people that have been renovating, they've been purchasing some of that. And then I have been seeing some of the kitchen the things, the pullouts, the smart, things that pull out,
how
the soft
latches,
closure.
I've seen that as being typical now, which is really nice.
Storage in the kitchen, different, like pots and pans, lid storage, storage under the sink Spice storage, like just things that I was like, oh my, this is what you dream of, where you're like, oh my gosh, where has that been all my life?
And it's made to make
storage.
Your life.
You can't have that.
Life easier. And I think that these strides are really, it's good for the homeowner, and it's good for the future buyer.
Detecting things that detect for the garage door.
Yeah.
That make sure it's closed, that you know it's closed.
Safety and ease.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just going to wrap up for us because we're running out of town.
We're also running out of town.
Jamie, if someone needs to get a hold of you, how can they?
Yeah, please call me at 907-378-2400 or look us up at Next Home Arctic Sun on the website.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.